Did you expect this at all, Landry?
I had no clue. You know, I was sitting there, we were watching it, and I was talking to my agent, Dave Dunn, and we were going back and forth, and he was like, well, it's between, he thought it was going to be between me and a couple of the dudes, and then I got the phone call, and I don't even know what to say. I'm so overwhelmed and so thankful for the Pittsburgh organization for taking a shot on me and picking me up, and I'm just excited to get down there.
How do you feel coming to a place that has an established quarterback who's still in his prime?
I mean, the thing about it is I'm going to go in there and I'm going to compete as hard as I can and try to win a job. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a great opportunity for me, whether I play quick or whether I have to sit and wait for a couple of years. You know, getting to sit behind Ben Roethlisberger is going to be a huge opportunity for me. Guy that's been established in this league for a long time, you know, learned from one of the best quarterbacks to play the game, you know, and so just really, really excited to get to work with him and, you know, just really excited about this opportunity.
Do you know Ben's sister, Carly?
I know her well.
Was he and your wife, they were on the same team, right? She and her wife, your wife?
Yeah, they played together for 2 or 3 years on the same basketball team, so obviously my wife is pretty pumped about this whole deal too.
What are some of the other teams that consider drafting you, Landry? And are you surprised, like maybe some of the other quarterbacks in the draft that you was picked in the fourth round as opposed to earlier?
I mean, it was just such a weird draft this year for all quarterbacks. I know a lot of guys were. I mean, I know for me, I was expecting to go earlier and expecting to do all this kind of stuff. But, it was a strange draft. But at the end of the day, I mean, God had everything in his hands, and he knew exactly where he was going to place me, and couldn't have placed me at a better organization, a better team.
Landry, you said you thought it was coming down between you and some of the other guys for this pick, perhaps. Was one of those guys Bray, or who were you thinking? Who else was in the quarterback mix that you were thinking about there?
I really honestly didn't know. All my agent had told me was it was between me and a couple other guys. That was literally what he said. So I don't know who else they were thinking about, but really happy that they chose me.
How much contact had you had with the Steelers?
Off and on, you know. It's funny, you know. I had more contact with the Bills than anybody else, you know, and so I didn't really have much. But you know, I've been saying at the end of the day, man, I was just so excited that they were here and they chose me and they picked me up.
Do you see yourself as a starter in this league?
I mean, honestly, yeah. Ever since you're a young kid, you do see yourself as a star. You see yourself winning Super Bowls. You see yourself doing all these different things in the NFL, you know. And so I'm just excited about getting there and having the opportunity.
Landry, though, in that way, is it a little bit of a disappointment to come to a place where, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league is, and he's only 31?
No, it's not a disappointment at all. You know, it's really not. I was just, you know, happy to get picked up and start. You gotta start your career somewhere, and on every single team there's going to be a quarterback that has your job, you know. And so you're going to go in there, you're going to be respectful, you're going to do all these things, but you're going to compete as hard as you can.
Landry, what part of your game do you think is your strength, and what part of your game needs the most work?
I think a lot of arm talent, and then the most work is just mobility, movement, and that sort of thing.
Landry, if I'm not mistaken, I think you told John Gruden that you're better than RG3. Can you explain that?
I mean, just as a competitor's standpoint, I don't want to go into a game thinking that I'm not able to compete and I'm not better than anybody else. You know, you don't want to go up there. You don't want to be scared of somebody. So as a competitor, you do think you're the best. You do think that you're better than anybody that steps on the field. Now, is that reality? I don't know. You'll have to play against guys. You'll have to do different things. But from a competitor standpoint, that's the way I've always thought, and that's the way I've been taught and raised.
Is Whitney's
last one, guys?
Is Whitney's career over now? Is she used up her eligibility?
Yep, she used up her, all of her eligibility. She did get drafted to San Antonio, and so she's she won't be cleared to play this year, but she's thinking about doing that next year. And you never know. God has in store for people and for us and our family on how it's going to look. But right now, we're just focused on being excited about becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Thanks, Landry.
Thanks, Landry.
All right, appreciate it, guys.